I believe it should be as simple as we thought that it was at the beginning. We are trying to capture the simple issue, the mortality. Mortality has two folds. One, if you have the body in front of you, physical body, then they are dead people. We count them. If we don't have the body, they're still missing people. Some countries consider them presumed deaths, other countries consider them missing people, according to their legislation and laws. Some people decide, or some countries decide, that they are dead after 5 years of being missing, 10 years of being missing, 1 year of being missing. If we do not include the part of missing people, then I think we'll be undermining the impact of the disaster itself. In many cases, including the case that was mentioned by our distinguished delegate from Bangladesh, if there's a hurricane and you have fishermen in the sea, they are lost. It takes years to find the bodies, if you find them. If you don't count them, then you are undermining the impact of the disaster. So we should look at it from this point of view. The difference between missing and presumed dead is some sort of a legal difference. We can have both of them underneath the bigger indicator, which is mortality. So as was mentioned, I think I've seen a lot of conversions around including dead people, debtors. This is fine. Missing people or presumed deaths can be like a sub-item, and it is put in the report of the UNISDR as under the same goal as missing / presumed deaths, and then maybe in 5 years time we'll change the number. But if we don't include them from the beginning, I think this will weaken the impact of the disasters and will not really help what we are trying to achieve. So my delegation believes that under this indicator we should include the three elements. We can distinguish between them under like a subheading, but they should be included, the three of them, under this one. And we should not go in a discussion of when are they dead, or because each country has its own rules. Shall we consider the impact of a disaster 5 years after it happened? In my country's case, people are dead after 5 years of being missing. So after 5 years of the disaster, we'll consider that the impact of the disaster was that much? I don't think this is the case. So taking this into consideration, the elements that you mentioned, the simple ones, take the three included, each country would provide the information as they think this is the appropriate information. But on the global level, we need to see the magnitude of the impact and also the impact of the efforts that are there to take us forward, moving from a step one to a step two. Thank you, Chair.